Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Isaac Collins. Moon. That's his nickname. Moon. Why? Wise. We don't talk about my wives.
This is Brewers 360.
Thank God. I don't know why. That's the guy's nickname. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. And on Tuesdays, we're joined by the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Longest road trip of the year continues for the crew tonight, 6:40 first pitch in Chicago. Did you all come home and then go back out, like get a night in your own beds?
No. Most of us stayed here. That's too much. You know, like the days get very, very long. Travel day is longer than you think, even though it's an easy flight. And, you know, we travel in the best of ways. It's too much sometimes.
Well, you mentioned the other day after, I don't know if it was after Saturday or Sunday, but just guys are exhausted. You had the West Coast, and then you're back in St. Louis. You're switching time zones, all of that stuff. Guys are, you know, as well as you travel, and you're not wrong about that, but it's a lot of travel for guys.
Yeah, especially young players. We've had a rough type of scheduling thing where you go to New York your first week of the season. You haven't even checked into your place yet in Milwaukee, and you go right from spring training to New York, and then you got two West Coast trips, which also, you know, with the time change and the distance, 4+ hour trips, it gets a lot. And now you're at an 11-day trip. So once this is over, I think we'll recoup and get on a better rhythm.
How are you feeling about the club, Skip? Know that we had the losing streak. You had that closed door meeting. Know you sat Frelick in Durbin mid-game a couple of games ago. Got the win on Sunday. So is everything all better now, or is there still some things that are stuck in your craw?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like things aren't going to be perfect all the time. So you're going to have days where you feel like, wow, we're not functioning the way we normally do. We're not playing well. A lot of it has to do with the teams you're playing and the environments you're in. The Giants have the best record in the National League, and, you know, obviously they're a pretty good team, and we were in every game. But we're still a young club, and we're a club that's beat up. I mean, we started the season with 11 of our top 15 pitchers out. So if 11 of your top 15 pitchers are not pitching as you start the season, you're going to go through some bumps in the road. And I just want to make sure we're we're understanding that we can't squeeze it too tight and we can't worry about it. I said it the other day, when the wind blows and you're a branch, if you try to resist that and go the other way, the branch can break. Sometimes you have to go with the wind and let it, you know, move you a certain way and kind of go with it until things stabilize. And, you know, and I hope we're getting to that point at some, you know, we're still got a lot of pitchers on the shelf, and we have to survive in the meantime.
When you pull a guy from the game, kind of like Durbin, who got picked off of base, I believe it was, do you tell them? Do they know why you pull them, or you just assume they figure that out?
No, they know why, and I met with them the next morning, and they understand. They understand what it is, and those are two guys that represent how we play the game. You know, Durbin and Frelick are guys that play the game in a way that's a little bit uncommon, and the way we're going to have to play if we want to achieve our goals. You know, that's one of the things. We're not just going through the motions and hope we win once in a while. We don't care if we're the smallest market. We don't care if we don't have the biggest budget. We don't care if we're young. We still have a high expectation. And those two guys are guys that play a certain way. And if they're squeezing it too tight, or they're trying too hard, or they're trying to force the action, which they were, both of them, it wasn't out of laziness, because then they might get benched and then not get back in there. But they responded the next day. They both had big hits, and the next day to help us win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 this morning. Thought you had some interesting comments. I think it was after Sunday's game, Murph, where you won another replay challenge, and you credited a couple of your guys who watched those replays, whose job it is to get that message down to you, like, hey, We're gonna have them look at this. I think you're 3-0 on those challenges.
Well, the guy that does it, that runs the show back there, August Sandry he's special. You know, he doesn't get the credit, but he works as hard as any of us, and he's really good at what he does. And those things have to happen quickly, and they have to be yet to be accurate. You know, there's no wasting challenges and things like that. And sometimes it's a 50-50, and you're at the point in the game where you have to challenge or whatever. But that was huge for him to see that, because people don't see that. The guy just didn't barely touch the base, and for him to pick that up, and we get a reversal of the call makes a huge difference.
Wanted to ask you, and I know you're, you know, busy during this whole time, but we had this huge event in Green Bay. The NFL draft was up there, and it sort of, in my mind, reignited a conversation about, isn't it about time we get an all-star game back here in Milwaukee at American Family Field? We did what baseball asked of us, signed that long-term deal. We're going to make a lot of improvements to the ballpark. I would love to see that game come back here to Milwaukee.
I think you'll see that before long. I think you will. Major League Baseball respects the heck out of Mark, our owner, and they respect what the Milwaukee Brewers have done and the way we've done it. I think that's apparent. If somebody's close to Major League Baseball, they know the respect that Commissioner's office has for Mark and the Milwaukee Brewers, how we've done business the last 10 years for sure. And I think that you'll see that happen. And there's a lot that goes into it, and it does take time, and you have to be patient. But I do think that you'll see that.
Hey, Murph, so there's a hypothetical question that was posted on the internet, on all the social media platforms, and it's catching fire, and it might help you connect.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, so
I'm joking.
Oh, God. You had me. All right, so I'm going to give it to you then, because this will help you connect with your club. Who wins in a fight between 100 men and a gorilla?
Who wins in a fight between 100 men and a gorilla?
It's a hypothetical question that a lot of people have different thoughts on.
Who I could promise you there are guys in your dugout today who will be debating this, because it's all over.
I mean, I don't think there's any question that 100 men, I mean, we might have some casualties, but.
See?
So you're going men. So you're going with the numbers.
I really am, yeah.
Interesting.
You got to give us a chance. It's not like, you know, they wake up in a tent and then there's a gorilla there. What can hunter guys do? But if there's strategy involved, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt.
I don't know. A gorilla is pretty strong.
See, I'm with Murph. I've come around to that, Murph. I thought, you know, we got to work together. You can't just send guys up one by one and take their shots. You know, but you got
going waves.
100 guys working together. You got to figure it out.
No question. There's no doubt in my mind.
Interesting. But, there you go, E.
But again, it's I'll never think about this again. When I hear guys talking about it, it's the silliest thing I've ever heard. So when I hear guys talking about it, I will just tell them, look, read a book, do something else.
Excellent.
And that is an
excellent
outstanding
advice.
Finish. Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Thanks, Murph.
You got it.
And Brewers and White Sox tonight. It's a 6:40 first pitch. Oh, by the way, that game's going to be on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee tonight, because we have the Bucks with an early game in Indianapolis. 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Never going to think about this again.
He's being honest.
I'm telling you, Yelich and Frelick and those guys, they're going to be in the dugout tonight, and they're going to be talking. He's going to overhear that, and he's going to thank us for
he's
bringing
gonna
that to his
attention. He's
going to
laugh and chuckle and be like, no, it's the men. The men right. Will win, 100 men.
Those idiots were talking about that with me this morning.